For more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
You know, through all these years, I have done take care of the church, and also Don sent the good example of every morning before he get up, he read the Bible and pray, and every night before go to sleep, he will read the Bible and pray, and also he's talk about how to listen to the Lord, and so after all these years, I so many signs and wonders miracles happen in my life and the people who are around you. But also I see the wonders of God, how God talked to you in small, still voice. And also how God opened the opportunity for you meet the right people at the right time. And, you know, let's say, put this way, if Don is here, tonight, today will be Don share the message. But because he's not here, so I will share the message. And for several days, the Lord just gave me the scripture of Ephesians. Let's turn Ephesians 4, chapter 4. Let's start at verse 11. It's a talk about the unity in the body of Christ. Let's start 11, Ephesians 4. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind and doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. And you know, during the weeks, I will talk to different people with different things, and people will come to me, and sometimes strangers will talk to me. And you know, by you talk to them, and after you talk to them, you pray about it, the Lord will give you the revelation and show where they come from, and where, why the opinion they have, and also see the part of the belief is not true. But even though they have sincere heart, even though they love Jesus Christ, even though they want to do their best for the Lord, but you can see something missing, something just not right. And and the things is, when you look at their eyes, you know all you can do is pray for them. Because if you say wrong thing or say the things not what they want to hear, actually you are pushing them further from the Lord. And you know, as Ephesians chapter 4 said, you know, equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. That show there is the strategy, there is the wisdom, how to reach people, how to preach the good news. but also how to sanctify ourselves, cleansing ourselves, and to put the focus on Jesus Christ. And God sent Holy Spirit to us to show what is truth, what is not. And you know, sometimes we need to be careful. You know, a lot of things look good, sounds good, but it's not the things what the Lord wants us to do in now time, in this time of season. And you know, time is everything. Let's bring to the 2 Corinthians chapter 13. No, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. let's study 11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly. But then we will see face to face. No, I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. And you know, if we pray, Lord really will talk to us what kind of life we should have and how to reach out. But also we can see God's heart like a father's heart. God knows we are not perfect in front of him. God treats us like, you know, it's like the father. When we are a child, we act like child, and he understands we will make a mistake. He understands we don't see things fully. He understands we don't understand a lot of things, and we will never do understand everything with God in our life. But God do require us to willing to learn, willing to be changed by the Lord, and willing to practice discernment. And if we truly love the Lord, if we truly understand God's love, then we will not be afraid to make mistakes. And we will not be afraid to say, oh, this, I'm wrong, and you're right. And you know, it's very sad for me to see somebody, they have so low confidence. They want to do, they're willing to do anything to prove they are right, other people wrong, you know. As I said before, I had one family. Husband and wife have some problems, and as like every marriage, and the wife, the mother is just so controlling, so self-low confidence, and she didn't like the daughter-in-law. And I guess before they got married, she told her son, don't date with this girl, but her son married this girl anyway. And she will involve whatever, every activity or whatever, to just stir up her son's marriage. And the sad thing is, even after they divorce, she still mess with them. It's like, gosh, you know, I'm not happy. I want everybody to go to hell, you know, this kind of things. And she's a Christian. You know, she is a Christian, and she said, I'm Holy Spirit filled Christian. And she wanted my husband to counsel her. I told her this. I said, I want to come Saturday night, every Saturday night for 4 times to see what the Lord will do in your life. And when you come, you ask the Lord to show you. Guess what? She didn't. Oh, she yes, she wants done do the Christian counseling on her, but As I prayed, I see all she wants is somebody listen to her complaining, listen to her blab, 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 and you don't see she wants to change. She just wanted to somebody agree with her, she's right, other people wrong. Of course, for Don did the ministry for a long time, and knowing how to deal with this kind of people, God wants everybody come to him. But also, God knows not everybody willing to come to him. As Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I want to gather you like a hen gather the chicks, but you don't want to. Is that means we will not pray for them? No, we will pray for them. But also know when people don't want to be changed, a lot of time you can do is pray for them and let God handle it. Otherwise, you will be pulled down, go to the ditch. When you are in ditch, you cannot help people who are on top, put them to get up. I want to read to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's start verse 12. But we appealed to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you, esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them, see that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to the one another and to all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the Lord of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. And this, you know, I like to read the Bible chapters or whatever, you know, because a lot of time the Bible explains more clearly than you trying to do. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. And you know, Wednesday I talked to several boys, and you can see they are Christian, they love the Lord, but also you can see the flaw of parenting of their parents. And one thing in the end, I said this, I said, you know, all the parents all want their kids to be success, all want their kids to be happy, all want their kids to not only live for themselves, but also live for the Lord. When you getting certain age, you will find out your parents are not perfect as like everybody else. I told my kids, I said, you know, don't care what I tell you. Nobody can instead of you live your life. You need to think for yourself, but also let others do the same. and live peacefully with each other, agree with disagree. You know, we all have our own opinion. We all have our own way of living. But that doesn't mean we cannot live peacefully together and love one another. What God wants us to love the Lord, then love one another. If we love the Lord and love one another, then this world will know Jesus is in the midst of us. I just want to encourage you to be happy knowing you are God's children and God will never leave you or forsake you. And whatever you do, you know, pray first. And everything is easy to say, difficult to do. But with God's help, you can live a fully and happy life. And peace be with you.